for 12 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
And we're privileged and happy to have you.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
I'm going to throw the doors wide open and welcome you to my house, Rosie on the House. Come on in, y'all.
9 o'clock hour on the house hour. We spend the whole hour talking about something physically on your home, castle, or cabin. One 767 4348. That's 1-888 Rosie for you. Text questions can be sent to 411-923 and email info@rosieonthehouse.com. And this hour we have Tyler Johnson from Johnson's Roofing in talking about our roof. If it rains, which it will at some point, the key critical component to protecting our home is our roofs. And our article today, if you get our weekly email newsletter, you see we actually broke the conversation into two articles, one on really pitched roof and one on flat roof, because they really are quite different materials, quite different techniques, and it's hard to put all of that into one. We try not to go over about 800 words in our weekly article. We just couldn't do it this week.
So we covered a lot of ground.
We broke it into two.
And, you know, in that article, the pitched roofs and the flat roofs, I didn't even get to ask you the one question I wanted to ask you more than anything. As a roofing company, with the temperature going to 115 next week, how do you recruit help?
You know, it's just like everybody else in the market. It is insanely hard. No one wants to do it.
Yeah. Come join us up on this roof next week. It's only going to be 118. It'll be nice. You'll get used to it.
118 in the shade is what you're looking at. We got 120, 130 up there all day long.
Up on the roof.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Well, it is going to be hot. We talked about some of the advantages of the heat and what it does provide for Arizona. But, boy, one of the things it does, it cooks that roof.
Yeah, it's your primary primary protection from the elements, and it's just sitting up there baking every day, all day.
And a flat, built-up, old built-up roof. Mm-hmm. Even I guess that flat built-up is going to get the hottest, because even a black fiberglass shingle is at least got a vented attic underneath it. But boy, that flat roof got nothing underneath it.
Yeah, you hope that they're all vented, but sometimes they're not. And they're heat, like you were saying, black, it's just so, it attracts so much more heat. You get into an attic, and we've been involved in studies where it's actually literally 40, 50 degrees hotter underneath a black surface than underneath a, you know, white or lighter colored surface. Just It just sucks up that heat, that those dark colors.
Man, it really does. I hope people just heard what you just said. Now, let's start with the sloped roof. And in the sloped roof in Arizona, primarily down in the below the Mogollon Rim, you're going to be dealing with three-tab shingles, and you're going to be dealing with various shapes and forms of a concrete or clay tile. Yeah. Take us through the builder standard three-tab shingle.
Okay. Well, the standard three-tab, or we're more commonly using the architectural dimensional shingle now. It's just a fiberglass mat, something to hold it together. They impregnate it with asphalt, and then they put something on top of it to protect it from the sun and make it look pretty. Those are the granules, the colors that you were talking about. Real simple, really easy to put on. It's anywhere you look on a roof, there's two layers, because you've got a shingle, you only leave it exposed 50%, whereas a tile, it's pretty much all exposed. And it's just a water shedding roof. If it was flat, if it goes below a certain pitch or whatnot, it'll leak.
And y'all don't, the industry doesn't like to put an asphalt fiberglass shingle anything lower than about a 2 in 12. Is that right?
You can't do that per manufacturer specifications. They won't warranty it, and like I was saying, it will leak. Some people will do it and they might get away with it, but it will eventually leak, especially with these big old huge monsoon storms where it just drops tons and tons of water. It just can't get off that roof fast enough, and okay. It backs up and goes in.
Now, you've got the roof and the plywood deck. We're going to put a asphalt shingle up there. What are we going to do first?
Well, first you got to have your felt. You know, we talked about it a bit in the article. The felt is more of it's not so much a waterproofing on a shingle roof. On a tile roof, it is absolutely essential. But it's more of a vapor barrier in the roofing system. So on a shingle roof, it's not as critical. On a tile roof, it is absolutely 100% critical. And that's why you'll see a lot of roofs around here in the valley. They'll take off the tile, replace the paper, and put the tile right back on, because the tile lasts longer than you or me, but the paper is what's been going out.
And that architectural shingle, that asphalt fiberglass shingle, is about one of the more cost-efficient, effective, economical pitched roof surfaces we can use. Is that right, or is something better?
It's pretty close, especially here in the valley. We're really close to the main product rain producers of the tile roof, so that's why you see a lot of the tile roofs going up in the subdivisions, because they've gotten it down to such an art where it's almost cheaper to go with a tile versus a shingle, because the shipping is so close. Once you start to get further away, the shipping becomes a huge issue with that tile. I mean, you've got
ten
times as much weight on your roof with a tile roof than you do with a shingle roof. So, you know, factor the shipping cost into that. That's one of the reasons why we use it here. But a tile roof and a shingle roof, as far as initial install, they're actually not too far from each other.
That's very interesting. So that's one of the reasons, I guess, we've seen kind of that asphalt tile, that asphalt shingle, kind of be replaced by the concrete tile. Now, the concrete tile is deceiving. What you're looking at isn't your roof.
Yeah.
It's just decoration.
Well, it kind of is, because you've got... You've got a two-part system. That tile is definitely there. If it wasn't there, that your roof would fail in a matter of, I think most of the roofs here would be about 90 days. You take the tile off, 90 days, it's toast. But at the same time, like you're talking about, since you do have the tile, it does last quite a bit longer.
What I want to talk to the homeowners about is those with the concrete or the clay tile. Your real roof is whatever was laid down on top of the roof deck before they laid the concrete or clay tile down. Lots of different variations on what goes down first.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So what you're talking about, we have a primary and a secondary roofing system. The concrete, like you're saying, is the secondary. And the primary, that paper, you can start anywhere. A minimum required is about a 30-pound felt. Organic, so it's composed of, instead of fiberglass, it's just got chunks of wood chips in it, cellulose, and it goes all the way up to systems that are four times as thick. They're 100% asphalt. They're about 10 times more expensive, and they'll last maybe 10 times as long. So it really depends on, there's such a gamut of different types and different materials and different compositions, and you've got your organics, you've got your ASTMs, you've got synthetics, just everything's in there.
So when a homeowner is in need of considering to redo a tile roof that's 20, 30 years old, the conversation about the underlayment is really one of the more important conversations you can have with whatever roofing contractor you're talking to.
Oh, absolutely. So in our valley, I'm just going to kind of go off on a tangent here. There's
good. Okay, tangent.
There we go. There's a product called Fontana G40. It is one of the most popular underlayments it's just everyone uses it. It's a very cost-effective. It's a very good product. I'll bet you they have about anywhere from 30 to 40% of the entire market that they control.
Okay, that's a particular brand.
Okay. And, you know, the G40 is a 40-pound, which is a type. But you get into it, and they're also really good with their warranties. They give you a 10 or a 20-year warranty. Done. You don't have to register it. You don't have to do anything. It's just and what the warranty says is, if our product goes bad, we're going to give you more product. Well, you look at a typical cost of a refelt, is what we call them, when you take the tile off and replace the paper. You're only talking about maybe 15, 20% of the overall cost is the paper. Everything else is the labor, the the components, the battens, the flashings, all these different things that go into it. So you now have let's just call it a $10,000 roof that went bad because for whatever reason the paper went bad, and Fontana is going to step up and say, here's $1,500, $2,000 worth of paper. Have a great day.
Okay.
That's awful.
Okay.
But what's really cool about Fontana is if you go a couple steps further, they've got a list of, you know, certain things that need to be done, and it's not horribly expensive. It's maybe going to add 5% to the roof. They will actually give you a labor and material warranty.
Oh, my goodness.
So if their product goes bad, they'll come out, they'll rip it off, and they'll put it all back on for you, no charge to yourself, which is an amazing warranty. And it's little things like that that you really need to have a discussion with a knowledgeable roofer, because it doesn't cost you a whole lot more, but all of a sudden your 20-year warranty, say, is actually worth something versus prorating. There's just so many things they use to get out of the warranties. And this is one of the best warranties if it's installed by the proper way by a certified roofer.
And that's significantly more than the minimum underlayment that a lot of contractors will use in the effort to be cost competitive.
You know, that's kind of a misleading statement, because a lot of the contractors now, they found that a 30-pound felt's going to run you about, between a 30 and a 40-pound, you're talking about less than 10% cost increase. Okay. And on the overall roof, you're talking about 2 or 3%. So if there's a reputable roofer in the valley that's not installing 40-pound felt at a bare minimum, that scares me. Just there's no $10,000 job, you're going to save $200.
We're talking roofing here with Tyler Johnson of Johnson Roofing, Rosie Certified Roofing Company, serving the Phoenix metro area. If you've got a question about roofing, give us a ring. We've got a few callers that are going to want to get on here. They're queuing up right now. We'll be back. We're talking about sloped roofs, the three-tab asphalt, fiberglass, bitumen, shingle. We're talking about the concrete, and we'll also be talking about flat roofs, and we'll talk about your roof in particular.